If you turn left out of the Guildhall and skirt round the back of the church, under the weeping willow behind the Pennybrooks family graves, and go over to the back wall of the nave, the oldest part of the building, you'll see long grooves that have been gouged out in lines into the blocks of stone. They tell the story of another time in history, a time in the reign of Edward I, in 1285, when archery targets were set up in every town. Edward III went a step further years later and made it law for all able men between 16 and 60 to practice archery every Sunday after church and on every holiday or feast day. A time when the common man had to be ready at any moment to fight for their king should he so desire it, meaning that all of our ancestors at some point would have used a longbow, as archery skills were an essential part of a military force. The gouges in the stone blocks of this church show where the arrows were sharpened, their facings worn down over time and further deepened by hundreds of years of weather damage. I imagine the men standing there, chatting and dawdling away their time, honing their arrowheads before releasing them into the butts on the church green. Even the stones here hold stories.